Inland Fisheries Resource Enhancement and Conservation in China by Chen Daxing. This presentation was delivered at the FAO NACA Expert Workshop on Inland Fisheries Resource Enhancement and Conservation in Asia, held from 8 to 11 February 2010 in Pattaya, Thailand.
I think I can talk about the question from 4 points just provided by Dr. Miao. And so one is general review of inland fishery resources and enhancement and conservation in China. I think the inland fishery area in China is about 18.38 million hectares, ponds 1.48 million, rivers 7.65, lakes 7.14, and reservoirs 2.11 million hectares. I think they are huge inland natural water. And I think aquatic organism species is around 20,000. Fish species maybe 3,000. Among them, migratory fish species 214. Shrimp species, crab species, and already are listed in the PPT. Already, also in my paper. I think you can see from the map, we have three main rivers: Yellow River, Yangtze River, and Pearl River. So the river system is very complete. I think the history for Chinese to stocking beginning many years ago. I think maybe from the records 1,300 years ago, there are records about the flies of Asian carps stocking in ponds and lakes. But a real large-scale practice, I think, began maybe... Yeah, that's workable?
Yes.
Yeah. From 1915, and after the success of the artificial breeding of the four Asian carps, and from 2004 to 2006, the Fund for Fishery Resource Enhancement and Conservation maybe accumulate to 520 million yuan, about 45 billion hectare. Biological resources have been stocked into inland river, inland waters. The species, I think, may be up more than 90 species, including fish, shrimp, and shellfish. This is the four famous Asian carps. The production of aquaculture accounts for maybe 70% of the total aquaculture plant. Production. As for the literature, I think the conservation activity in China is proceeding very fast. The literature reserve established in China since 1982. Yeah. By the end of 2009, 116 literature aquatic, we call the GM Prism Resource Protect Area, and 200 aquatic nature reserve and established in China. This is established by the nation, and this protected area and is administered by the Ministry of Agriculture. And I think in China, we have established a national, provincial, and municipal protecting network. This is a map show. In the upper of Yangtze River, we have a national nature reserve. This is the main species protected by the nature reserve. It's white sturgeon, river sturgeon, and the Cherry Sox. I think a major protect for enhancement and conservation channel, including we call the artificial releasing, nature prolification, and establishment of nature reserve and management of fishing activity. And in this part in our paper, we have four paragraphs and describe the magic practice. I think including species for enhancement and what area and scale already in our paper. So I didn't read it in the PPT. And also we describe the system for enhancement and conservation. And the first is the fishing law. And the second is action plan for enhancement and conservation of aquatic resources in China. This action plan is approved by the State Council of Chinese government. And after the approval, the Chinese government allocate the government funding each year about 0.4 to 0.5 billion renminbi. And also we have the regulation of enhancement and conservation for fish resources. This is issued by the Ministry of Agriculture. So we have different regulation system, fish law and action plan and regulation. I think the situation for inland fishery resource enhancement is a very large scale and proceeding very well. I think in this paragraph, at least three examples. And one is in the Yangtze River. And I think in the Yangtze River, we have large activity for fishery resource enhancement and conservation activity. This map shows the Yangtze River. This is the real mouth, and from this area to the upper range of Yangtze River. Also, in 2004, we have a large practice for the implementation of fish forbidding season in the river. And the fishing forbidding period for Yangtze River and is different in the upper range and the lower and middle range. And in the upper range is start from February 1 to April 13. And below, in the mid and the lower range is from April 1 to June 13. And is not at the same time. Also, the fishery management has strengthened for the fishery resources protection. This map show in the fishing forbidding season, the action produced by the government. I think in the Yangtze River, the first is the fishing forbidding season from the system, and the second is for artificial releasing. And this is the map show a magic activity protects in the Three Gorges Reservoir and in Chongqing City. And this map shows the, I think there are large scale activity fish enhancement. From 1984 to 2005, and I think maybe around 720,000 individual Chinese suckers and have been introduced, released into the river. And also the tension is there, I think the Chinese government and officials pay much attention about this. This is the former director of Ministry of Agriculture, and this is the fisheries department, also the director, and have some activity in the releasing activity, and also have some international NGO participating in the activity. I think for the natural conservation in Yangtze River, we have many activities. I think I just told for stocking in the Yangtze River, there are economic species and endangered species. This is the endangered species in Yangtze River. We call Chinese sturgeon. It's very large. And each year, the all institute and releasing some fingerlings for stocking in the river. Also, we have natural reserves. This is just below the Three Gorges Dam, and we have a provincial natural reserve for protecting the Chari sturgeon. And also, in the river mouth, we have also the Shanghai city government establish a natural reserve for the fry of sturgeon. So we have two natural reserves for Chari sturgeon. One is just below the Three Gorges Dam, and the other is for the river mouth. I think another example for important enhancement and conservation activity is around, we just talk about the rivers, but in the Pearl River and in the Yellow River, we also have similar activity. We just have example from the Yangtze River detailed description. But for lakes, we have some, also have some activities. For fishery enhancement in the Qinghai Lake, just in the Tibetan and the Qinghai Plateau. So we also have some resources enhancement. For restoring the resources, we call Lake Cup. This is a Lake Cup. The government of Qinghai province has carried out four times of fish forbidden season in Qinghai Lake. The fourth time is from November 1982 to November 1984, about 2 years. The quota of fishing yield, we have some regulation system, about 4,000 tons. And after that, the second time is from 1986 to 1989. The quota for fishing yield is down from 4,000 to 2,000. The government want to protect their resources. And the third time and fourth time, the first time is from January 2001 to December 2010, and this year. The quota for fishing yield is zero because we want to protect the fish resources and the ecological system. So the fish yield originally is for economic reason, but at last we consider the ecological and the social requirements. So I think since the start of the reproduction and the releasing of lake carp from 2002, more than 41 million lake carp has been released. And from scientific monitoring, the harvester stock biomass for lake carp increased from the amount of 2,600 tons in 2002 up to 24,314 tons in 2008. And this is the activity for releasing of fingering of lake carp in Qinghai Lake. Also, this activity is very large and participated by lots of regional releasing men and local folks. And this in the picture show the releasing activity in that lake. And also in that lake, we have some natural reserve and habitat restoration activity. This is the fish bypass, we call fishways, for lake carp moving upward through the dam to the spawning area. Very successful. The third example for major practice in our country is in the reservoir. Also, we have many reservoirs in our country, accounting the natural water area maybe around 20%. This example show in the, we call Danjiangkou Reservoir, is the largest famous, oh, I'm sorry, I'm taught two more. The largest reservoir in Asia. Also, the Chinese government want to allocate the water from this reservoir to Beijing. So, for the improvement and keeping the water quality, the government every year put a lot of fingering into the reservoir. I think in the second part of our paper, we talked about situation on inland fishery enhancement. One is for policy making and supporting organizing all included in our paper, so I don't speak very detailed. Also, we have evaluation mechanism, because in our country, every people ask the question, same question, what species can you release into the natural water, and what's the effect, what's the evaluation system? So in our country, we have established an evaluation system largely constituted by the research institute, university, and the local research institute. We have mark and recapturing and investigation, and after releasing, we have the fishing and the investigation. I think we also have give some detail about this activity produced is done in the Yangtze River and in the Qinghai Lake and in the reservoir. The three part we have tell you some details about the how these things done in that water area. So I think problem and incident. I think in our country we have large scale of stocking and conservation. And the problem is, I think the releasing and the evaluation technology is not very mature. Because for the tagging and the tracking technology, and we use original, I think in Europe and America, a lot of new high-tech knowledge has been used. I think in the next step, we maybe introduce some for releasing and evaluation. And also is a poor operation, because we don't have special organization and for take charge of fishery resource enhancement, just done by the fishery administration officer. But this is different, I think. Maybe in the future we have solved that problem. The third is social benefitation. As you know, the river, lake, and reservoir usually abounding many provinces, and the different provinces and have different regulation and administration regulation. So the benefit, how to divide into that bordering province is a problem. Also, in some province, they think it's short term, but for the other province, it's they think long term. So that's the conflict. I think the ecological influence and the genetic diversity also we must concern in the releasing or stocking. This is a picture show. I visited the United States. They introduced Asian carps in Missouri River. But the problem is, after many years, they have become a big question. A large number. And maybe the fish grow very big and can kill somebody, because American people like skiing in the river. So this might show the problem. I think in the stocking, we must pay more attention about this for exotic species. And even for local species, also have genetic problem. If we have long years releasing, maybe have some problem. Suggestions, as for this part, we just have four. First, I think is about technical research and for artificial enhancement. Because many people want to restocking, stocking or some fish into natural water, especially for religious people. They like to record for some religious seekers. So a lot of species, they want to take release into natural water, but they didn't have regulation. So many, I think many problems, at least we also have suggestions. And the second is for operation and evaluation. I think also they have some suggestions we need to make. So I didn't read it. So thank you very much, because it's time limited. Okay.